So the limud this year is Masachet Psachim, and obviously it's a very rich limud, and we're going to start right from the beginning. Usually we start with the Hakdama. We're going to start with Hakdama this year too, but it just happens to be fortuitous that, in my opinion, the best place to start the Hakdama is with the first Tosis in the Masachta. So the Mishnah says, Orlar ba'asar, bodkin es hachametz, that on the on the night of the 14th, that is when it turns the 14th, bodkin es hachametz, that's the time you do bedikas chametz. We're all familiar with this halacha, or haner. It should be done, using a candle. Hamakom shein machnisim bo chametz. Ain't Tzorich Bedika, any place where typically chametz is not, to be found, doesn't require Bedika. And then we're told that Bameh Amru, what does that mean? Beis Shuros Martef, Mokum Shemachnisim Bo Chametz, Beis Shamei Omrim, Beis Shuros Alpnei Kola Martef, Besil Omrim, Shtei Shuros Achitonos, Shein Elyonos. The details of that are not for now. That's more of a technical question, what's considered a makom shemachnisim bo chametz and whatnot. Okay, but what's important about this Mishnah is two things. Number one, the phenomenon itself. Of course, what we're encountering here is something which doesn't surprise us because, we're all familiar with it. And that is the mitzvah, usually considered to be a mitzvah drabanan, of bedikas chametz. Of searching, of finding, that's also a question, is it searching for chametz or is it, finding chametz? But the mitzvah bedikas chametz, which mostly is considered a mitzvah drabana, as we'll soon see. what's curious about it is two things. One is, why begin the Masechta with a din drabanan? There's so many, Isurim, Chamurim, and Mitzvos connected with Pesach, you would think, that the Isur Chametz itself, Vachila, right, the Mitzvah of Matzah, the Dinim of Korban Pesach, they're all, of course, in the Masechta. But why begin with Adin Drabanan of Bedikas Chametz? There might be a very simple answer to that question. Probably the simple answer in this case is the right answer, although I'm going to propose, based on the second issue, that there might be another answer, equally valid. The answer that I'm referring to is actually the answer of Tosis in Masechet Shabbos, and some of the other versions of Tosis as well. Tosin Shabbos discusses why Masechet Shabbos begins Arba Avos Nezik, I'm sorry, Yitzias HaShabbos Shtayim Shehin Arba. And as it starts with the Melechas Hotzah. So Tosin Shabbos says, I don't understand. Why begin with that? And then Tosis goes on to say, first of all, it's the last in the mission of the Avos Melacha. Hotzah Mershus Hoshus is actually, the 39th of the Melachas. And we're not learning Shabbos, so I don't need to go in detail. But then he goes on to say, if the Mishnah in Shabbos had began with the dinim that require you on Erev Shabbos to prepare for Shabbos, that would have been perfectly understandable because it goes in sequence. And then he gives the example. How come I'm hearing an echo? One second. Is there a reason for the echo? Okay. Then he gives the example. Let's stop. Of Psachim. He says Psachim begins in exactly the right place. The first thing that we read about is what takes place first in terms of the actual dinim, and that is Bedikas Chametz, because you can divide up the zones, let's say, of Pesach. It seems a little funny speaking about Pesach. We just finished with Sukkot, but, Kachi Darka Shel Torah, that just hit me. But maybe it's Tesvav. But And the point is, he says, you know, again, he discounts, I guess, the status of Shloshim Yom Lefnei Achag, but, you know, the main dinim of Pesach, the more specific dinim, really begin on the night of Yadalad. That's when you have the dinim of Bedikas Chametz. So he says that's a great place to begin, as opposed to Shabbos. So there's a very easy answer to this question. However, what I'd like to suggest is that there might be a second answer. And while that is certainly the first point, the sequence point is true, maybe sequence alone is not enough to drive that kind of an editorial decision when there are conceptually better places to begin. For example, as they decided to begin Shabbos for whatever reason, you know, with Melechas Hotzah. So why not, you know, pick a more biblical, fundamental topic to begin the Masechet Pesachim with? So this goes to the second question, and that is the phenomenon of Bedikas Chametz. And this is the question that Tosis addresses, although kind of in a more indirect fashion. But the question that I'm concerned more about, so I'll formulate it first and then we'll read Tosis, is the phenomenon of Bedikas Chametz relative to other Makolos Asuros and even Isuri Anah. Again, we all know about Bedikas Chametz. We do it every year. You know, it's very exciting for us to do it. It means that, you know, that Chag HaMatzos is upon us. That's a very exciting, you know, holiday, you know, to usher in. But when you step back and you think about it, the Isur of Chametz is only one of many Isurei Achila in the Torah, even one of many Isurei Hanah in the Torah. And we typically do not require a bedika. We don't demand that you go around and you seek and destroy, you know, not basar b'chalav and not kilaya karim, and not nosar, and not pigol, and not tameh, and not chazir, right? You just don't. So when you think about it, the requirement of bedikas chametz is actually quite extraordinary. Now, Tosis asks or addresses this question, the better way to say it, but indirectly. So look at the beginning of Tosis, when questions, what does Bedikas Chametz accomplish? So Rashi Alatar says that Bedikas Chametz, Bodkin, the second line, the first, the third, I guess, Rashi, the second Rashi in the Masech, the Bodkin, Sholayavar Olav Bavari Rabbi Matze. Rashi says we do Bedikas Chametz in order to preclude Bal Yirah and Bal Yimatzeh. Tosis doesn't like it. Tosis quotes Rashi, Pirsha Kuntur, Shelo Lavar Olav Bebal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh, the Kashal Ri, Kiva the Tzarech Bitol, Kida Omer Begemara, Habodek Tzarech Sheyivatel, Umidaraisa bebita bialma sagi, amai yitzricho chachamim bedika klal. Now the Gemara says later on that a bodek, right, tzarich sheyivata. I mean, even if you do bedika chametz, this we know from our own experience, you still have to say the bittel, kol chamira v'chamia di'isa b'shusei, etc. You may say that formula, livata v'lahave ka'afra. Now, we'll spend time discussing what exactly, you know, bittul is, whether it's hefker, whether it's some sort of, you know, renunciation, and he wrote to bikiyumo, you know, perceiving it a certain way. Well, we'll discuss the various shittas, of course, but we're all familiar with bittul. The Gemara says that even if you do bedika, as is our practice, you have to do bedika, you have to do bittul. But the Gemara also says, umidoraisa bittul bi'alma sagi, that bittul is enough minat Torah. So then the question is, what's the purpose of the bedika? Amai tzricho chachamim bedika klal. Now, Tosis isn't saying, at least not right off, you know, why is it that chametz is different? Manishtana chametz, you know, mikol shar macholos asuros v'isuri anah, which is a, you know, good way to formulate the question, a humorous way as well. And it's the way we'll see in a moment that the Radvaz obviously had a good sense of humor. I think most of the Chachmei Mesorah had a good sense of humor. They had to. So the Sina moment, that the Radvaz formulates the question this way. Manishtana, he says, you know, Isur Zeh, Mikola Isurim, that you need a bedika. That's not how Tosis asks the question. Tosis is more, you know, investigating what is the goal of bedikas chametz. Rashi says it's to neutralize Bayra Bayimatze. And Tosis says it can't be that, because Bitul does that by itself. And bedika always requires Bitul too. So the Bayra is taken care of by the Bitul. So what's the purpose of the bedika? Now, in order to answer that question, we're going to table that for now. We'll get back to it. There are different, you know, perspectives on that. The Ran and the Maram Chalava, and David Bonfil, there are different terutzim to that question. I'm not interested in answering that right now. I'm more interested in what Tosis asks and the two suggestions that he makes. So the first one is, Benir Lari, Davagav Dasagi Bibito Bialma, even though you're right, certainly in Minat Torah, all you need is Bito. Nonetheless, Ichmiru Chachamim, Livdok Chametz Ulevaro, Shelo Yavo La'achlo. So here Tosis comes up with a very important principle. Bedika has nothing to do with Bayra Bayimatze. It is a siag against Achilas Achametz. The Mordechai, when he quotes this Mahalach of the Baalei Tosis, adds the point that Chametz is also Bekares, right? And therefore, it's particularly important that we protect, you know, this Iser Chamor. But the question, of course, is, like, why more than anything else? So we'll get back to that in a second. V'chein mashma l'kamon, v'af yirom ad-beis, that what? That the purpose of bedikas chametz is a siag daraisa, to make sure that there isn't chametz around in a way that you'll be nechshal and end up eating it. By Rava, kikar b'shmei kora, if you have a bread, piece of bread, you know, it's on the rafters and ceiling, right? What's the halacha with regard to you need bedikas chametz or not? So when the Gemara goes back and forth, you do, you don't. So the Gemara says, Odilma, maybe you have to do bedikas chametz even though it's in the rafters, because zimnin de nafal, sometimes it falls. V'yasla l'michle, and you'll eat it. So Tosa says, you see from there that the real purpose of bedikas chametz, nothing to do with Bayur Bayimatze, it has to do with Shema Yochal. Because otherwise, why would the Gemara say that whether you have to do bedika is contingent upon the possibility of it falling in your eating? That's Tosis's Ha'ara. By the way, just Agav, let's assume for the moment that according to Rashi and other Rishonim, it's not true. Right? Bedikas Chametz is not a siag about Isra'achilas Chametz. So what do they do with that Gemara? Doesn't that Gemara seem explicitly to connect Shema Yochal with Bedikas Chametz? I think the answer to that is as follows. Meaning, we could totally understand Tosis's proof, but I think we would also agree that there's another way to explain that Gemara, and that is as follows. The Gemara there wants to know whether or not you do Bedika on Chametz, which is Bekora. Right? After all, the Mishnah here says that you only do bedikas chametz b'mokom she'machnisin bo as a chametz, not b'mokom she'in machnisin bo as a chametz. In other words, if the chametz is not at all on display, right, or if there's no real chashash that it's there, then there's no chiyu bedika. So it could be that what the Gemara is saying is, that's of course, you assume that there's no chametz there. Let's say you know there's chametz, but it's inaccessible. So is that the equivalent of makom she'in machnisin, or chametz she'avar, what we call chametz she'avar l'mapoles? How do you define those dinim, which determine whether or not there's a chiyuv bedikas chametz on certain types of chametz or not? So it could be that all the Gemara is saying is, Well, it's on the roof right now. It's bekorah. It's on a piece, it's on the rafters or whatever. Right now it's inaccessible, but it could fall and you could pick it up and you could eat it. They're not saying that bedikas chametz is a siag against achila. They're saying the fact that there's a chashash shema yavo l'idei achila means that the chametz is sufficiently present, it's matzui, sufficiently that you have a chiyu bedika on that chametz. So I don't think Tosis's raya is mukhrach, although I certainly understand, what he means by it. Anyways, let's continue for a moment. So Tosis then goes on to say, "Vatam." Now we get to the bigger question: if bedikas chametz is a siag of achila, how come we don't find a siag of achila for kilayah karen and for treifa and for basa b'chalav and for pigol, right? Those are also osur b'achila. And some of them, frankly, chaylev and dam, are osur b'achila and they're chayev kares. So why don't we find a bedika there? Says Tosas, this is the crucial line. Tosas says, v'atan shechmiru kan, tfei mi b'shari suri hana, so tzrichu levaram, ishum d'chametz, Mutar kol hashana, v'lo nes harak v'pesach, v'lo bedili minei, k'damar l'kaman. Tosa says, the reason for this kumra is the psychological perspective which could lead you to a kula. Another question is how to understand what Tosas, or the factor that Tosas is bringing to our consciousness, what exactly to do with that. And Tosas is pointing out something very true, psychologically true, and that is that chametz is a staple of our diet all year round. It's not like it's, mutter b'di'eved, because, dibur Torah k'neged yetzer hara. Chametz is neutral all year round, right? And it's, it's chameshes haminim. No one ever said it's better to make hamotzi, on Shabbos and Yom Tov on matzah than on chametz on Shabbos than regular Yom Tov. So, all of a sudden, the clock ticks, and chametz becomes asur. And the question is how to adjust to that. So, on a purely behavioral level, psychological level, it's lo bedili, right? Inshi, mine. The problem is, that it's hard for people to turn it on and turn it off. They were making hamotzi, in Sudas Mitzvah, in Sheva Brachos, on the same chametz a week ago, and all of a sudden it's a toxic substance. All of a sudden it's spiritual poison. And it's chayv kares. So in order to overcompensate for the psychological challenge of lo bedili in shemine, that people, do not separate themselves from it because they don't see it as something abhorrent. Why should they? As I say, they were honoring it and placing it at the center of their Sudas Mitzvah, just a few days ago. Therefore, Tosa says, we need to overcompensate. And part of that overcompensation is Shema Yochal, is Bedikas Chametz. Maybe there are other things too. Hard to know, but we'll have to look out for them.
Okay. Excuse me. According to Tosfos, yeah. I don't understand what he's saying. There are many things that have other things that have Isur Hanah where we have a problem. For example, we know that the Rambam holds with Malchus Isuris that Vasav Cholav, you have to be Kovrim also. We know that the whole idea of El Hanikvarim, Ben Esrafim.
But there's no one says that you have to search and destroy it.
That's right, the Bedika. But as far as this Inyan of Lo Bedila Minei, you see that we do apply the idea of burning other things that have asavana. It's not like Tosas seems to be saying that all other things we're not going to worry about that we might stop.
I think Tosas is worried about more about Bedika and the level of Bedika and Bior. And I think he's saying, I think Tosas would be happy to say that there's more. Also, again, I think there's a big difference between the Srafin and the Gebarim, which, of course, we'll get to when we talk about Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim.
Yeah, but just saying that with Hanah, you see there are things, other things have to be done to it. And I find
even the next line of Tosis kind of partially addresses what you're talking about. Tosis is Lo Dami Labasa B'Chalav, right, V'Orla, V'Kilaya Kerem. You know, I think what he's trying to say with that is, you know, Basa B'Chalav isn't so, there's a bit of a Bedili issue there too, like you're saying. Because the basar is fine and the chalav is fine. You know, as basar it was fine, as chalav it was fine. All of a sudden you put it together, you know, all of a sudden basar b'chalav. Orla. Orla is going to be, you know, orla is the first few years. There's nothing wrong with the tfua per se, right? You wait a little bit and you're patient, it becomes mutter. You know, kilaya karim, again, it's not the essence of it, it's the proportion of it. And so on. But I think what he's trying to say in all these cases is that just to continue the line, she isuram noheg isur olam. There is some bedili there, but there's not the same, certainly not the same quantitative level of bedili that there is here. So I think he's kind of partially addressing that.
I thought Tosus is really addressing that other thing on person. Other Isurim and other people are Bedili Mine. And comes to Chametz, it's like you said, function. It's a function.
I'll get to it in a second. At minimum, Tosis is saying psychologically,
there's a behavior.
You need to overcompensate. What I'm going to suggest in a moment, I don't know if this is true for Tosis or not, but it may be. And if not, I'm going to suggest it anyway. And that is that, you know, maybe what Tosis is saying is, that it's not just what people think, but they're actually partially right. Namely, what I'm really interested in establishing is the profile of the Isur Chametz vis-a-vis other Isur. Is it more Kal? Is it more Chamor? Or maybe the question is more complicated than that. And I'll explain what I mean, you know, more fully.
Just a pshat. There's nothing. Just on this. Also seems to be dealing, why do you need Bedikas Chametz?
Yeah.
But he blends it. Talks about beer.
Yeah. So, because I think that's I was just about to make the point, because I think that
as you said last year, we're in cahoots.
So he asked exactly. It's a pleasure. So what I think is going on here, I mean, I started off by saying Tosis asked a narrow question. Tosis is interested in explaining the Mishnah. Rashi has a pshat. Tosis thinks it's difficult. Tosis is providing an alternative. And, you know, that creates its own momentum, so then, you know, why here and not other places? But I think that Tosis realizes that, you know, this whole question is potentially a much bigger question. It's really a Manishtana question. And I'll you know, since there are no secrets among colleagues here, you know, we're all trying to understand the sugyas. So this goes to the second point that I was trying, or the first point I was trying to make, which was, why should Masechet Pesachim begin with Bedikas Chametz? Sequentially, it makes a lot of sense. That's what Tosfos says in Shabbos. But what I really want to additionally say is that the fact that Chametz requires Bedika, and that is singular, is conceptually important too. It establishes the profile of Isur Chametz vis-a-vis other Macholos Asuros and Isurei Hanah. And what I really think is going on is that Tosis isn't therefore just trying to explain narrowly like what people think. I think what he's trying to say is that people somewhat have it correct. And that's why he ventures forward from Bedika even to Biur. And we'll see that in the second answer, you know, in a way he goes even further. Because I think what he's really trying to do, what motivated him, is the Mishnah, the response to Rashi, Kachidarka Shel Torah. That's, you know, how it begins. But when you ask those questions, that's the greatness of Limud HaTorah. You start asking those questions, it can open up a world for you. When you can begin to realize it's a pattern, and that this isn't just a kashan of teretz, but that this kashan teretz are really about, you know, a much bigger, broader, you know, yesod, like what is the relationship between chametz and other Isurim, other Macholos Asuros, other Isurei Hanah, etc. And that's why I think Tosis, you know, almost Mesiach Lefi Tumah, you're right. That's exactly what I was going to say. you know, it's he's really worried about bedikah. All of a sudden, he's talking about biur. And the other, like if you look at the Ritva, especially, and you look at the Radvaz, which we'll get to in a moment, they're throwing in a lot more things because they realize that, you know, that there is a bigger question here. Now, from that point of view, is Tosis perhaps not just, you know, again, in the minimum way to read Tosis, what you could say is psychologically, you know, people are even more apt to be nikshal here than in other Isurin, even though you're right, there are other expressions. Again, Nikbarim, Nisrafim, it could be those things have, especially Nisrafim as opposed to Nikbarim, may have to do more, you know, not with, they're not Siyagim, you know, they are more the proper way to dispose part of the what you do to the Heftza, certainly the Nisrafim part. That's Reb Chaim's famous comment, which we'll get back to. But in the end of the day, is Tosis just explaining, you know, the overcompensation for psychology? Or is Tosis actually saying that on some level, chametz is an iser kal, or we'll call it this way, an iser zman? It really is different than, you know, orla and kalaya karim and batzah b'chalav and nosar and pigol and tameh. In that, it goes in and out of Iser. Most of the year, it's perfectly fine. You know, and then all of a sudden, boom, you know, as I say, the calendar changes. This becomes a toxic substance. Maybe it isn't quite so toxic, but maybe we have to treat it as very toxic because, you know, lo bedili in shimine. But really, really, all the, what this reflects, the overcompensation highlights the fact that chametz is not pigul and nosar and chazir. Let me explain it in a way that's you know, that brings us back to some of our chulin discussions of the summer. Those of you who are here, you know, we discussed the problem of when do you say behemton shel tzadik imena kadosh baruch hu maybe takala right al yada. Right, when do you say that like a tzadik or a, you know, somebody who's deserving, you know, receives the hashgacha of the Rabbanu Shel Olam, they shouldn't violate, you know, an Iser. They say, can't be, if it had been so, the Rabbanu Shel Olam wouldn't have allowed this to happen. Now, that's a story with, you know, the Chamor Shel Pinchas Ben Yair. So when do you say that? So Bali Tosis actually, right, in a bunch of places, including Chulin, on that sugya, say, no, it's reserved for Machalas Asuros. You don't say it in other Iser. Ramban disagrees, but that's the view of the Bali Tosis. Well, what's the skula? What's the special yichus of the Machalas Asuros? So the Netziv in Merome Sada, we discussed it in the summer, says the reason is because Machalas Asuros, in addition to just being Asur, they have a status of being Metamte Metalev. Metamte Metalev. Like they're spiritually toxic. They're dulling. They dull your spiritual acuity. Whatever that means, I don't, you know, I can't explain it exactly. But we instinctively, we understand it a little bit. Meaning it isn't arbitrary. It's not just the Xeris HaKasuv. You know, the Xeris HaKasuv, you know, either causes or reflects that this is food that is toxic, you know, to spiritually aspirational, you know, Jews. Would you say that about chametz? It's an interesting question. I mean, it's the same food that, you know, that you made shavuot brachos on a week ago. They said kiddush and you know, and made a motzi on a week ago. I guess you had kiddush on it if you didn't have wine. But the all of a sudden it became metamte misalev. It's certainly usher legamri, don't get me wrong. And I'll get to the other side in just a minute. It may be worse. Maybe it's worse because of this, I'll explain. But I'm just raising, you know, this as a question. Let me say it in a different way. The world of the Beis HaMikdash, chametz has a status all year round. Right? You're not allowed to bring a korban. Menachos cannot be chametz with two exceptions. One is a fraction or a proportion of the Karban Todah. That can be chametz. And of course, the grand exception is the Karban Shtei Lechem, which ironically, or not, I think not, I think very deliberately, is brought on and is the focal point, in a way, of the Torah's presentation of the holiday of Shavuos. The Atzeres, by the way, since we finished Shmini Atzeres, but the Atzeres of Pesach, or of Chag HaMatzos. So in the Mikdash, all year round, chametz is unacceptable, only matzah, with two exceptions. The question is, does that mean there's a chalos of chametz and matzah with regard to the Medina or Begvulin? Or is that something that is limited to the Mikdash? And of course, chametz is mutter kol hashana, aside from the week of Pesach. That's clear. What I want to know is there even a shame chametz and matzah Begvulin u b'medina? Maybe that's limited to the Mikdash, or no? We'll see, that'll be an important question, or at least some aspect of that will be an important question. So one way to look at what Tosas is saying is that we have laws with regard to chametz that are totally misleading in the sense that they're bedili inshi minei laws. Really, really, the people correctly understand that chametz is not nevela, and it's not pigul, right? Of course, it's aser and it's chayv b'kares, but if it's true that it's really not, you know, as chamor objectively and intrinsically, then the only way, policy-wise, strategically, halachically, right, to ensure proper compliance, to protect people, and to protect the halacha so that everything is done kedasu kedin, and you have a chag kasher v'sameach, right, is with these chumras. So you have a siag l'achila because people don't take it seriously. Now, there are two reasons why you have a siag. One is because something, you know, is not taken seriously enough. Lo bedili in shimine. The other reason to have a siag is because something is really more chomor. And therefore, even if people know it, you know, we're still not going to risk, you know, their violating because the stakes are just too dangerous. Right? If the virus is too deadly, you know, so you add on, you know, more restrictions to safeguard people from it. Or if people don't take it seriously, you know, then you add on safeguards to drive home the point. In a way, these are the two days of Tosis. So the first day of Tosis is basically saying people perceive chametz as kal. Tosis just isn't weighing in here whether it's kal, whether it's equal, or whether it's chum. What they're emphasizing is what people think, but at least what he's not saying is that the reason it is a siag d'oraisa is because it's chumor. He's saying the reason it's siag d'oraisa is because people think it's kal. He's just not saying it is kal. Okay, we'll get back to it. What's the second day of Tosas? The opposite. Here Tosas says, again, so if Adam the Basa Bchalav Arva Kalai Karen, Shisuram Nog Yisr Olam, the Nazir Nami. See, Nazir is an interesting case because Nazir, you could argue, is a kind of Yisr Zman. I'm no de Benaziris. I can't eat wine, can't drink wine. Right, but then that ends. It wasn't that way. I made Kiddush on it last week, right? And I'm going to make Kiddush on it again, you know, in 30 days. So it's still Nazanami Sure, right, Shari Lachrini, etc. Okay. Inami, what's the second answer of Tosas? Shaini Chametz, Shechmira Botora, Lavar Ola Babayra Bayimatse, Echmiru Chachamim Livdok Ulavaro. Once again, right, Dr. Maybrook, like it's Livdok Ulavaro, correct? Afilu Hecha Debitlo. The second view of Tosis is clear that this has nothing to do with Bedili Inshi, correctly or incorrectly. This has to do with the objective fact that Chametz is actually more chamor. Now here there's a factor, I should say, which is a bit unclear. And that is the role of Bar Yehuda Bar Matzah in Tosfos' presentation. Some of the Achronim understood Tosfos to be saying that Bedikas Chametz is a Siag Daraisa, right, to protect against Achilas Chametz, which is more Chamor. And another Siag Daraisa that shows just how Chamor it is Bar Yehuda Bar Matzah. The reason you're not allowed to have Chametz in your domain is precisely because if it's there, you might end up eating it. So what Tosis meant was the Siag D'Oraisa is Midin Chumra, not Midin Bedili Inshi, right? But there is actually a second Siag too, Bal Yira. The Ran, we'll get back to this, and the Kesef Mishnah has a suggestion for the Rambam. I don't think it's really true in the Rambam, but the Ran certainly has a Deya. The Manig holds this way, the Rashbat holds this way. They actually think that Bar Yehuda Bar Matzah, we'll be discussing this more fully, is a Siag D'Oraisa. I personally do not think that that's what Tosis means here. I think what Tosis is saying is something more forceful. I think what Tosis is saying is Chametz is an Isur Chamor. The Haraya, not only you're not allowed to eat it, you're not allowed to maintain it in your rishus. That's how chamor, that's how toxic it really is. For that reason, there's a siag daraisa of bedika shamayocha. In other words, that Bayra Bayimatze exemplifies how chamor chametz really is. Of course, if this is the case, then what if I can find you a case of chametz where there's no bayirah, bayimatze, a type of chametz? So either way, if you think, especially if you think that bayirah, bayimatze characterizes or reflects the chomer of chametz, so if there's a type of bayirah, if there's a type of chametz without a bayirah, is there also no bedika? So that's a continuation of Tosis. I'm just going to read the end of Tosis first, and then I'm going to go back and discuss this more fully. But Tosis goes on to say, "Benira l'Rajba." By the way, the Rajba here doesn't mean, you know, the Rajba as we know him. The Rajba is a reference to the Rash Mishants. The Rash Mishants, who we know from his, Perishon, Mishnayos and Zroim and Taros and the Sifra. So, of course, he was a very prominent Talmud of the Ri. In Psachim, we have Tosis Harajba, which is the Tosis Rash Mishans. So, Tosir is quoting the Rash Mishans. Benir LaRajba, Zafilo Lefi Tama Achron, even according to the reasoning, that the reason that this Bedikas Chametz, specifically in Chametz and Anisurim, other Isurim, is connected to the fact that there's also Bayuraha, and it's Midin Chomer Ha'isr. Even according to that reasoning, Tzar Chlomar Dechmiru Chachamim, the Kol Chametz, Afilu Chametz Nuksha, Val Yedei Tarovas. Ah, because again, everybody, the Bali Tosis were, 10 steps ahead of us. They're saying, well, if Bayuraha Bayimatze is the way to prove that chametz is chamor, then what about types of chametz that don't have bayirah bayimatzeh? Maybe there should be no bedika either, even if there's an itzra achila. So the Rashba, Tosis Rashba says, he thinks that's wrong. In the actual Tosis HaRashba, and Psachim and Tosis Rash Mishans, he actually quotes that the Ri did say this. The Ri said, in Ochanami, there's no din bedika for tarovas chametz, or for chametz nuksha. Tarovas chametz means chametz which is mixed up with heter, and nuksha, of course, means eino roi lachilas adam. Right? It's not fit for human consumption. Okay.
Say, so, if you say chat, then yeah. this would show that it's not a siag d'oraisa, because you're saying it even applies to a derab. Chametz nuksha is not an isa d'oraisa, and yet you're saying so. If you
we'll get to that. I mean, the assumption at the moment is that it is a din d'oraisa, that it's based on probably the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah in Elu Ovrin, that the pasuk, komach metzas al sochelu, that's actually a d'oraisa of either Tarovas Chametz or Chametz, the first Mishnah and third parak. So Tosa's assuming that Shita for the moment. So he says,
then Harav, why are you up about Yura Ulaimatze then? In other words, it is not, I was only assuming that it was the Rabbanim because it's the Yanad of Abayura Ulaimatze.
Yeah, no, I understand. So the answer is, this is a debate, and we'll see in a second. This is what Tosa's making reference to. If you look, maybe we'll just take a second. Just look at the first Mishnah in the third parak, just for a second. This is where the debate, Tosas here is like, assumes that everyone already read the Masechta with Rashi and Tosas, If you look on Mem Beis Amud Aleph, just for a minute, Tosas, the Mishnah says, Elu Ovrim B'Pesach. Right? Elu Ovrin, I'm not translating it intentionally for this moment. These are the things that you're over on Pesach. Kutachabavli, Shechramadi is a kind of beer, right? Kutachabavli, some sort of a dip, whatever. Chometz Adomi, Zisum Amitzri, Zomen Shal Tzvaim, Amelan Shal Tavachim, Kolan Shal Sofrim, Rabbi Lazar Marav Tashite Nashim, Zakal. Kol shu mimin dagon, it's for chamesh saminim, harei ze over bepesach, harei elu bazara, the ein bohem mishum karis. The Gemara goes on to say that this Mishnah, we'll see, it's more complicated than that, certainly for the Rambam and Rif, but this Mishnah is alibed Rabbi Eliezer, and that it is referring to, that's their pshat in the pasuk, komach metzas lo sochelu, and that they interpret that either to mean tarovas chametz, means chametz that's mixed in with other foods, or chametz nuksha. And that the Torah is telling you that it's balav, not bakaris, since it's nuksha or taroves, it's one madrega lower. That's their view. So the question is, what does the word ovrin mean? Elu ovrin bepesach. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi in the Mishnah says, "Elu Ovrin Aleim B'Bal Yirah B'Imatze." Right? They're Dinim Daraisa, like you just said, and you violate B'Yirah B'Imatze. Even though when you eat them, it's only B'Malkis, not B'Kares, there's still B'Yirah B'Imatze on Chametz Nuksha and Tarovas Chametz. However, if you look at Rabbeinu Tam, Tosas Pirsha Kuntres, Lav Aleim B'Bal Yirah B'Imatze, the Gamri Va, the Daktek, Milashon Ovrim, that the word Ovrim Demashma, Ovrim Mina Olam, meaning you can't have them around. The Ein, Nira L'Rabbeinu Tam, Demashma, Kol Hanach Marbina Mikomach Netzas, Losochelu, Afilu Bachil Lohava Mechayev, Ilav de Rabia, Kra. This is the answer to your question. They're Malkis. It sounds like if not for the Xeris Akasuv, they wouldn't be chametz at all, minat Torah. So in the Chabal, the Chidusha, meichet teisi b'bal yirah b'imatzei. Therefore, near l'Rabbeinu Tam, v'ein lo ovrin, pirusha ochlan v'ovrin, haino mi'al ha'shulchan, v'lav b'nei meichal nenu, of a b'bal yirah leka. So this is a debate between Rashi and Tosis. The Rambam has a middle shita, which we'll get to at the right time. But Rashi's view is that chametz nuksha, according to Rabbi Eliezer, which is Doraisa, and Chametz Mitaroves, Doraisa, according to Rabbi Eliezer, also has the Isra of Bayu Abay Matze. But Rabbeinu Tam disagrees. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, there's a type of Chametz that's also Bachila Minat Torah, not Kares, but Malkus, but there's no Bayu Raya. Is there Bedika? So that's what the Rash Mishans speaks about here in this first Tosis. He says the following. He said, I'm going to go back again. Near the Rajba, da fil lefi tam achron, namely, that there's a link between Bedik and Biur on the one hand, and what? And Bal Yirah on the other. So klomer dechmiru chachamim bekol chametz afilu nukshav al yedei taroves afagav the leka b'yiro lepir sharbenu tam bereish elu over it. That's why we took a little tour of the third parak for a second. Even though Rabbeinu Tam says that chametz nukshan taroves, meaning inaroy lachilas adam, or and b'taroves, where according to Rabbi Lazar it's only b'malkus, not b'kares, there's no b'ayirah. Nonetheless, there's going to be b'dika. The Amar Sir Yisare, v'hainu chametz nuksha, k'nemucha chasam. Why are you sorry? Why are you burning it? Why can't you just leave it alone? Just don't eat it. V'ika l'man d'amar nami hasam. Koshchein chametz gamur ayde taroves, mashma osar l'hashoso. You're not allowed to leave it in your possession. Dimuta l'hashoso, amai yisarev. Yashe oso ad lachar pesach, v'yehi mutter. Why should you suffer the economic loss? Afil Rabbi Yehuda, l'os Rabbi Yehuda chametz achar pesach, el b'chametz gamur v'yikul gimul kroy. Toksman and liftosman, we'll talk about Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. So Tosa says a very remarkable thing, and that is that even though Bal Yiroa, you know, was used to illustrate the Chumra of Chametz, the concept that Chametz is Chamur is true even when there is no Bal Yiroa. Bayura illustrates in a one direction, but the absence of Bayura does not yet lighten the load of chametz, which means that chametz is toxic, according to Tosis, even when it's only balav. It is daraisa, this chametz. Even when it's only balav, even when there's no Bayura, you're still going to, again, if Bayura was a siag of achila daraisa, right, it would be hard to say this. I think Tosis means Bayura is a shiur in the Chomer of Chametz. So what comes out of all of this so far, is two days in Tosis. Now, there are two days to explain, you know, the role, well, you know, why does it you need Bedika, you know, as a Siag D'Oraisa of Achila? Why do you need a Siag D'Oraisa of Achila more in Chametz than anywhere else? First day of Tosis is, because Lo Bedili in Shimine, people think it's Kal, and therefore they need a reminder. Right, or they need protection against themselves. And the second day is it's chamur, the haraya balyura, and then Tosis goes on to say, and even when there's no balyura, it's still chamur. Wow. Oh. The question is, why is it chamur? And what is this debate about? Right? Why should chametz be kal? I think that's obvious. As we said, it was mutter last week. It's only in Kadshim that it's prohibited. But why should it be more chamor? And just to highlight that it isn't just, so far we're talking a little bit about Bedikas Chametz. Tosis snuck in on both answers, Bir Chametz together with the Bedika. Terrific. Right? Then the second day of Tosis added in Bayura Bayimatze. Also interesting. Now look at the Radvaz, just to broaden the whole discussion. This is in our Marmakamos. I guess Zev is still in Israel, but I want to thank him anyway. I always do at the beginning of this man for the good work that he does. Shoot Radvaz, Kel Gimel, Simen Tavkuf Memvav. Everybody has that? Okay, great. The Radvaz was asked this question, but you see, with the, you know, in the humorous way, Sha'alta mimeni, odiacha dati, I should let you know what I think. Manishtana, that's of course the play, and Manishtana, Chametz Pesach, you can almost like, you know, hear the song, right? You know, Manishtana, Chametz Pesach, Mikol Isurin Shabbatora. You can teach it to your grandchildren, or children, as the case may be. Shechmira alava Torah la tzricha, but it isn't just because again the Radvaz isn't writing a perish on the base of an aleph and psachim. You know, so he's not coming into this, you know, just from the perspective of Rashi says bedikah is this. I have a kasha, something else. Why something else? He's coming from it from a, you know, from a bigger perspective. Somebody asked him, and they said, how come chametz has so many chumras? Why is it treated differently than all other isurim? So look what he has. Bedika, that's us. The saruf, the kalei. Interesting, right? There's a debate between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. We'll talk much about it. Rabbi Yehuda says, ain't bir chametz ala b'sreifa. And the Chacham say, ash basasa b'chol davar. You can get rid of it anyway. The Balei Tosfos paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. The bir chametz is b'sreifa. The Rambam paskins hash basasa b'chol davar. But what bothered the Shoel, of course, you know, was more the sreifa. Hash basasa b'chol davar, all right. You know, but particularly sreifa, like you have to hunt it down, you know, again, seek and destroy, and you have to burn it. There's a certain connotation in that. You know, the gambitol, you need bedika, you need beer, you need bitol, vosifu chachamim, lahatshuk bedika b'chorin b'stakin. You know, not just bedika, but, you know, I remember the Rav Zatzal used to say, you know, that his father made him work very hard for bedikas chametz. That it just take hours, and you know, it was like a back breaking. I'm not sure exactly what they were doing, frankly, but it was like a back breaking, you know, labor. I guess every one of the chorinu stuck in. Ulechapes achrav. The language is very beautiful. Ulesharesh oso, to root it out. You know, mikol gvulav. To root out any chametz from his domain. That's an arduous task. But it's, of course, it's not the effort. It's the symbolism. Like, well, what is this chametz that we have to hunt it down and confront it and you know, face it and destroy it? The Avar L'Vabai Rabbi Yimatze. And it's not enough that we don't eat it, you know, if it's in our possession. Even if we don't see it in our possession, but we own it. And it's in our possession, we violate just for its presence. The Asru B'Kol Shehu, which we'll get to, right? That's probably a Dindra Rabbanan, but you know, even a Kol Shehu, you know, B'Taroves is Oser, Beinim is Batol Klal, right? There's no Bitol. The Chumras Ka'eva Lo Nimtzu B'Kol Yisurin Shabbat Torah. So then, he begins the analysis. Like, what can it be? Right? He explores, like any good halachic scientist, you know, in the lab. You know, what can it be? Let's examine, you know, chametz carefully and see what it is about it. Let's put it under a halachic microscope and see. Dimishum dispekares. Is it because the onesh is more chamor? Right? We can... You know, we can filter out that idea. We can. We have controls for that. Hare chelav adam. Chelav adam are aser bakares. There's no bira. There's no bdika. There's no masha who, you know. Imishim to aser bahana. The chelav adam are macholas asuras, but they're not isuriana. Right? So hare chelav kam v'shara niskal. Kami isuriana. Right? There are plenty of Isuriana. Imishum de lo bedili mine. Kulashata. The Radvaz knew the Tosis, of course. Because it's psychological. We need to overcompensate because people aren't taking it seriously. Hari Yayin Lanazir? De lo bado mine. Right? Maybe Yayin Lanazir is the same. Tosis thought it wasn't. Bachadosh. Right? You could argue it. Chadash is, again, the Tvua, you know, is Chadash now. You know, in either the calendar or the Korban, depending on when you live, it's going to be Matirit. Right? So there should be the Lobedili Mina Tvua, Kula Shata, Velo Chamira Kulahai. So what is it that accounts for Chametz's singular status? So the Radvaz says the following: Tshuva, shnei dvarim nemru b'tshuva stavar zeh. Starts off with two. Achas shelo nimtzu b'kol yisurin shebetorah sheitztarfu bo kol gimel tnayim halalu. you know, what did Tosfos, what did the Radvaz say? Right, kares isra hana and bedilin shlo bedilin shimine. Here you have all three. Isra hana, bekares, lo bedilin shimine kula shata. El chametz bilvat. Kiv tsheish ba chamuros, I'm sorry, chumros, halolu, echmira olav Torah, chumros acheros. Bo chachomim osi, chumros al chumros, kamosha osta Torah. That's a very quantitative answer. It accounts for the results, but it doesn't leave us, you know, with a changed view of what chametz is all about, right? A little bit of, you know, kares, a little bit of isuriana, a little bit of lobedili in shimine, right? That combination, albeit each one kind of says something different, right? Is responsible for all these chumras. But basically, they're strategies. Some of them are doraisa strategies, and some are drabanan strategies. But at the end of the day, they're ways of, you know, of facilitating compliance with this important mitzvah and iser. Then he says a second thing, which is astonishing. He goes back on it, but obviously, you'll see in a minute what I mean. By the way that he goes back on it, it seems clear that he's quoting it from someone, that someone has suggested it. The Sioux. The Chametz of Pesach, have a kedavar sheyesh lamatirin. Sharei isuro toli bizman. Va'acha yimei Pesach, yehi chametz mutar. It's like a davar sheyesh lamatirin. What is a davar sheyesh lamatirin? The idea of davar sheyesh lamatirin, let's say muktzah. Right? The Gemara says in the beginning of Beitza that, you know, Beitza shenol de b'yom tov is muktzah because you couldn't be mechen it, you couldn't prepare it mibod yom. So it's muktzah. And if that, let's say, becomes mixed in with something else and you can't tell, you know, you can't identify it, you can't apply the principle of rov, because davar sheish lamatirin afil be'elef lo batel. When it's something that's davar sheish lamatirin, namely, if you're patient and you just wait it out, it'll become mutter automatically. Davar sheish lo matirin, something which automatically will become mutter. Then the rule is that you don't apply the principle of rov. Afil be'elef, even if it's 1,000 to 1 odds, Lobato. Okay, this is a famous debate why that is so. The most famous view is the view of Rashi. Rashi explains very pragmatically. Mitoch sheyochlenu beiser tochlenu beheter. Why should you take the risk? Right? Let's say you have a beitza shenol de b'yom tov. It gets mixed in with kosher or beitzim. Right, so you're going to say, well, it's there's rov, so I can, why not just be patient, wait a few more hours, it's no longer going to be yom tov, it's no longer going to be muktza, it'll be heter vadai. So mitoch sheochlenu beisr tochlenu beheter. That's how Rashi explains it. The famous Ran in Nedarim, this is very well known, where the Ran says that's not the pshat. The real pshat is, and each of them have difficulties, that there's something called heter beheter lo batel, meaning bitul applies when you have a contrast, right? A falls into B. So A and B are different, and, you know, therefore they clash, and the majority wins in that struggle. However, if you have min bimino, that's a debate, right? There's a view that min v'mino is b'mashu, because it's too like-minded. There's no clash. You don't have to have a solution. We actually paskin, we don't paskin that min v'mino is b'mashu, but the Ram says, yeah, but the yisod, the principle of min v'mino b'mashu, that principle we agree with. Namely, we agree with the yisod that you need a clash in order to justify bitul. And heter beheter is not a clash. So the Kiddush of the Ran is, the Ran says, davar sheish lamatirin, something that will be mutter if you just wait it out, that's called heter beheter. It's, you know, a davar sheomid lios mutter shenesariv bedvar heter. So there's no bittul, there's no clash, there's no taroves really. There's no taroves that requires, you know, a struggle for identity and that one needs to overwhelm the other. Either way, what the Radvaz says here is remarkable. Now again, the din that Dover Sheish Lamatir and Afilu Be'etel Elef Lobatel is a chumrah. Because you can't apply the kula of Bittul Berov. Normally, if you had Pigal and Osar and Tameh, or Chazir, you know, and it fell in, and then it's batal, you can eat it. That's a kula. We go by rov, bittal. Davar sheish lamatirin is a chumra. So what the Radvaz here is quoting, is saying is, chametz havik davar sheish lamatirin. Why? Because the chametz is asur right now, but it's going to be mutter next week after Pesach. Since it's going to be mutter after next week after Pesach, at least min haTorah, assume that, or at least other chametz will be mutter, if not for a Rabbi Huna thing. So this chametz may not be. Since it's going to be mutter, it's like davar sheish lamatirin, and therefore we're machmir. Davar sheish lamatirin, we throw the book at davar sheish lamatirin. Sharei isula suray toli bizman, v'achrei me pesach yeh chametz mutter. The alpha piece is a chametz shehu mevayer, yef sheshiyeh lo heter. You're telling him to destroy chametz. That chametz is not going to be mutter next week. Not a perfect example of davar sheish lamatirin. Elim ken yaver b'bal yorabai mutter. Keep it. You're not allowed to do that. So for ikah chametz shehiyeh mutter, chametz in the world will be mutter. Na'ino osa shelo avar alav. So the Radvaz says correctly, the kasha lele, the haitaima. That doesn't make any sense. Nei the sagi haitaima, the inyan, the hotzi, I'm sorry, the inyan dafil be'elef labatel, kedavish shamatirin, dormirafil be'elef labatel, avalachape sakra, vele sarfo, ule sharsho, ule hotzi mershuso, lo yadanu lama. He says, to say the chumrah of davish shamatirin, when you're talking about not applying the din or employing the din of bittul, because you're saying, let's say according to Rashi, you're saying, why should you take a risk? The Torah allows you to take a risk and apply the din of bittul berov when there's no other choice. Here, all you need is a little patience and there won't be a problem. The problem goes away in time. So don't employ the risky solution. Go for the safe solution. So davar sheish lamatirin, based on the kula, that it will be mutter, creates a chumra in not relying on the risky operation of bittul berov. What does that have to do with the need for bedika and biur and srefa and the iser mashehu and all those things? Chametz will be mutter in a week. But we're talking about why you had to destroy this chametz now. He says that, on the contrary. He doesn't say it so many words, but davar sheish lamatirin is a kula, which brings about certain chumras. But why should it bring out the chumras? That it brings out the chumra of bittul berov, we understand. But what does it have to do with all these other chumras? Radvaz says, I don't get it at all. That's why I'm assuming that he's quoting a shita that gave that answer, and he's saying, I don't get it. Interestingly, the Ritva, I should have put it on the sheet, but I forgot. I'll try to bring it in for next week. The Ritva in Psachim and Abesim and Aleph, when he wants to explain the Chumra of Chametz, actually does say that Chametz being an Iser Zman, meaning the fact that it was mutter last week, that it'll be mutter again next week, is indeed the reason why it's so chamor. But he does not quote davar sheish lamatirin. He just says, the fact that it's an iser zman right? It was and will be mutter. That's connected with the chumras associated with it. He doesn't mean bedili in shimine, psychologically. He means fundamentally. And I'll explain what I think he means in just a minute. Oh. Then the Radvaz goes on and says, moreover, says the first reason doesn't sit so well, the combination of Isuri Ano, Bedili in Shimine, and Kares, Gamal Tamarishon Yeshli Tzaz Gimgum. After all, Mi'adif Mi'avar Zara. The Amr Torah, Torah says, La Yidbak Uma Menacherim. Right, we talked about Avodah Zarah in Chulin last year, right? Especially, I tried to develop the idea that Avodah Zarah isn't only the most chamor Iser, it is. It's also the linchpin Iser, meaning Kalamode Avodah Zarah Kilu Kofer B'Kala Torah Kula, or Kala Kofer Avodah Zarah Kilu Mode B'Kala Torah Kula, even more striking. Meaning anything you do, you can't say, ah, I'm Achmer in every Chumrah of the Eda, the Badats, or whatever it is, right? But except for one thing, I'm Mekel on Avodah Zarah. Right? Everything else is nothing. And it goes in the other direction too, as we discussed. If you're Kofra Avodah Zarah, you're an insult. We could talk about you. You're a better Jew, you're a worse Jew. But you're within the pale, right? I think we're getting an echo of it. Kalamoda book from Bekal Torah Kula. And he says, V'lomatini t'zricha Torah bedika ubito, right? Ella should be Eretz Yisrael mitzvah lirdovang, something like that in Eretz Yisrael, to uproot it. Ad shenabit osam yartzein. Habechutz laretz, enin mitzvah lirdovach hareha. Ela komokom shenichbok oso noved that's called Akum Shabo, etc. Then he says, Mikol Mokom Harei Taroa, Shelo Ichmira Torah Ba'akum Kamo B'chametz. You don't have the chumras in Avodah Zarah that you have in Chametz. Remarkable. Hilka Chadayin Tzorch Tam. Alkein Anisoma Chamash Omer Azal B'Midrashos. Ki Chametz Pesach Remez Lietzer Hara. U'sor Shebi Isa. V'lachein kala garesh yigaresh oso ha'adam me'alav yichapes alav b'kol ha'machba'ot machshivotav. It's a very remarkable Radvaz. He's kind of mixing hashkafa and halacha. He's saying symbolically bedikas chametz and uprooting the chametz is symbolic of neutralizing the yetzer hara. Afilu kol shehu, that all these halachic requirements are symbolic of that struggle. Mabato v'areza emes Benachon, near La Nias Daiti Kasafti. Question is, what is this exactly? So whether you say like the Radvaz or not, I think there's a bigger idea here. This idea that the Ritva is trying to formulate as well. Let me go back to the Iser Zman idea. I said the Ritva, I'll try to read it next week. I'll stop in a minute or two, but we'll maybe begin with that next week, just to get it on the record. But the Ritva says that the fact that chametz is an Iser Zman is the reason why it's so chamor. Not overcompensation. Not lo bedili in shimine. What does he mean? So I think that the idea is basically as follows, and that is, when you have an object, when you have a chafta that is halachically toxic, right, intrinsically, inherently toxic, so that stands on its own. You can totally understand that. You know, again, pigul and the abuse. Pigul's the abuse of, you know, of kodshim. Or what is zara, of course. Something which is, you know, mitu'ah. Something which is, you know, halachically reprehensible. That was something that we recoil from. So, of course, you know, that's a straightforward, you know, chefta shel iser, you know, which is, again, toxic. However, when you have something which is an iser zman, right, you can take two opposite approaches to it. We can take three approaches to it. And I think that all these three approaches are relevant to chametz pesach. One approach is that while it looks like an iser zman, right? And it is in one pragmatic sense, meaning the object, different times of the year, sometimes it's Aser, sometimes it's Mutter, etc. Maybe Al Pidin, it really isn't an Iser Zman. Maybe if you understood it halachically, you know, more precisely, you would realize that it's an Iser Mukhla, like other Iserim. What do I mean by that? And this is something I will elaborate. I'm just going to throw it out now very quickly. I mentioned before that in the world of the Mizbeach, in the world of Kachin, all year round, there's something, there's a chalos of chametz and matzah. The categories of chametz and matzah exist all year round. But do they even exist at all outside of the week of Pesach, outside of the Beis HaMikdash? Maybe all there is all year round is chameshes aminim. It's only in the period of time where the Torah was oser chametz that there is a chametz which is different than matzah. So of course, I mean, if we talk about the substance, chametz, you know, the thing that's on the shelf in the store or in your home, of course that's an Iser that, you know, is an Iser Zman. It goes in and out of Iser. But what I mean is that all year round, outside of the Beis HaMikdash, maybe there is no Shem Chametz differentiated from Shem Matzah. There's just Chameshes Aminim. It's only for this one week a year that there is, outside of the Mikdash, that Shem. In which case, appearances notwithstanding, basically chametz is not an Iser Zman. It's an Iser Mukhla. We'll elaborate this. The Rav used to say about Davar Sheish L'Matirin, this is not at all obvious. I think one could disagree, one could say the opposite, although I think that there's a lot of evidence for it as well. But I don't think it's a Davar Pashut. I just think it's a fascinating idea. The Rav thought that the din of Davar Sheish L'Matirin applies mostly when you're dealing with Osrim and Matirin. For example, Muktza is Asur. What makes Muktza Asur? Bein Hashmashos of Knisas Shabbos. And what makes Muktza Mutter? Bein Hashmashos of Motzei Shabbos. There's an Oser and there's a Matir. It's not an Iser Zman. It's not, depending on the time, it's Asur or Mut. It's not the same thing. It's either O Legamri Asur or Legamri Mut. In Chametz, we'll discuss whether it's Davar Sheish L'Matirin or not, but in Chametz, I think you can go further with that based on what I just said, which is that maybe there's no Chalos Chametz all year round. So it's not just that Bein HaShmashos of whatever Yom Yudalid, Achilek, the morning, Shloshim Yom, whatever it is before, that creates the Shem Chametz, and then it's Paka Motzai Chagamatzos. Right? It could be that. Or it could be because the whole shame just doesn't exist. That's one perspective, and we will discuss that. The other perspective is to still see chametz as an Iser Zman, but to see it l'kula l'chum. The kula, as I said before, is obvious. You know, it was permissible and perfectly respectable last week and again next week. So it's also right now, Gzeres HaKasuv, for some symbolic reason. Fine. If anything, it's going to be more Mako. Equal or Mako. But I think what the Ritva has in mind, and what the Radvaz is quoting had in mind, and what the Radvaz himself ends up saying, is a third perspective, and that is as follows. If something is Mutter Kol Hashana, all of a sudden, how do you explain the Iser Zman? And I'm not talking about Chadash or Orla, because that's an obvious process where the Tvua itself goes through a process, Orla, Chadash, a beginning and a development and so on. But Chametzama times of the year, the answer is there's something about the status and therefore the message of Chametz in the period of Chagamatzos that is antithetical to everything that holiday stands for. It's a stira to Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. And I've said this before Pesach in years past. A little bit to diverge from the Radvaz. I mean, the question, the Radba, if really Chametz Asar should be Issa, so it's permitted all year round? And it's worse than Avodah Zarah? But you can eat it in Iyar? And in Kislev? No problem of Sar should be Issa? But the answer is, I think, so whether you want to call it Sar should be Issa, or what I call unconstricted growth, when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, and again, we just finished Chag HaSukkos, which was also Leman Yehidu Doros Eichem Kibbutzukos HaShavtis Bnei Yisrael Botzio Someretz Mitzrayim, right? So when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, the act of Cheirus, as we've discussed many times, was first and foremost a physical liberation. But that's not what the halacha celebrates. In fact, the halacha viewed that as being dangerous, problematic, right? They immediately wanted there to be a sense of purpose, restraint, channeling of that newfound liberty to be haluav de Hashem, the law of de paro, right? To be avadai, the law of adim lavadai. And therefore, chametz was anathema. The idea of unrestricted growth in the context of liberty doesn't produce creativity. It produces anarchy or, you know, hedonism or egoism, all of which are completely opposed to the goal of fusing together a melachas kohanim v'goy kadosh, a hayom hazeh ni'eso la'am, which was the process of Yetzias Mitzrayim leading to Yom HaShishi. You know, we read yesterday in Simchas Torah, and Chazal say, you know, the Shishi, you know, the day of Maimed Har Sinai. So on Pesach, in the context of celebrating the liberation, the physical liberation of Klal Yisrael, Chametz is like the poses the greatest danger. So it is an Isur Zman, but the combination of what is innocuous all year round, on the contrary, in the context of Shavuos, we've said many, many years, I just think it's the theme of Shavuos. The reason that Korban Shtei Lechem is Kulo Chametz, even in the Mikdash, is the same reason why Chametz is also Begvulin, right, on Pesach. One, to illustrate the need to channel, right, and the need to reject unconstrained growth. The other, in the context of Kabbalas, O Malchus Shemayim, Torah Mitzvos, Ein Ben Chorin Ela Mi She'Osek B'Torah Mitzvos, to encourage creativity within that. So that Chametz on Pesach is not more kal, it's more chamor. On this, in this small window of time, based on what it is that we are commemorating and celebrating, this is truly, it's not metamte misalev, probably, because that depends on other characteristics, but it is like, it's Sor Shabisa, or it's like Avodah Zarah. We'll see next week. Rabbi Bechai says, It would be a celebration of Midas Adin and not of Midas Rachman. It doesn't matter to me how you say it. I think it's fascinating how you say it, the different farshim, different themes. But the bigger idea is that if something's going to be mutter all year round, all of a sudden it's going to be more toxic than anything, then that toxicity, you know, may be truly something scary and something, you know, that is very powerful, very compelling. When the Radva said, is quoting, it's like a davar sheish lamatirin because it's going to be mutter. I think what he meant was, I he didn't get it, but or what the Ritva means is exactly the idea that the Radva ends up with, but with a time frame. Namely, chametz on Pesach is truly more chamor, given the expectation and given the themes that are appropriate in that time period. Now, if this is true, what I'm saying, so then we may also be able to eat our, what is it, you know, to have our cake and eat it too? In the sense that, to the question, is chametz more chomer than other isurim? Surely, the first day of Tosa seems to say that people think it's more kal, maybe it is more kal. There are indications that it's more kal. Second day, Tosfos may say it's more chamor. There might be the idea that, you know, it's exactly like other karesis. But my answer would be, it's complicated. As an intrinsic toxic iser that's metamtem es halev, the iser's man is a kula. But as a symbol, which is antithetical to the holiday message of Pesach, it's the most toxic. It's worse than avodah zarah, like the Radvan says. So which dinim depend on its pure toxicity, on its chomer, and which dinim depend on the fact that it isn't intrinsically aser kol hashana? It might be different dinim. It might actually be broken down and explain what otherwise would be contradictory. So let me say one final word. We'll pick up with this next week. And that is, you know, so why did Masachet Psachim begin with Bedikas Chametz? For sure, what Tosa says in Shabbos, the sequence. But according to what I'm suggesting, this little discussion in Tosas, or the food for thought of the Radvaz, the Ritva, others, Ibn Shu'ab, and a whole bunch of other Mefarshim. In the end of the day, Bedika highlights something very unique about Chametz that differentiates it from other Makalas Asuros, Isuri Anad, even Isuri Kares. So what better way to start off the Masechta, right, than to delve right away into what it is that makes Chametz unique in a complex way. So we'll stop here. Mirz Hashem will continue the Hagdamah, but I'm probably going to discuss some other issues connected with this in Mirz Hashem next week going forward.
Rav?
Yeah.
When the Shliach Tzibur on the Yamim Naroim, the Sigar B'Satan Labal Yastineini, he could have said Shalom Yastineini. Somehow the word Baal links up with the extreme toxicity of the Satan.
Could be. I mean, that the Satan is toxic.
Yes.
Well, it's definitely a stronger term.
Yes, nowhere do you see that word the Baal.
Yeah.
Except in the Hineni Ha'oni.
Yeah.
And it's meant to knock you out.
No, 100%. I like it. I like what you're saying.
Because he could have said, "V'sig ha'besatan shalo yastineni," but he doesn't right. say that.
Laval yastineni.
The unusual word, laval yastineni.
Right. It's definitely a more powerful
A very powerful word.
Which means that wherever you were, which is probably where I was, right, we still got Hineni in. Even this. and you were paying attention.
Well, to me, that tefillah is one of the most amazing things.
Yeah, you're 100%. I like very much what you're saying. It's a good comment. The language in these things is always very powerful when we know, we're sensitive to it. So acutely precise. Amazing. But thank you. Good hour.
Thank you.